Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We return now to our consideration of the shockwaves being felt across the world from the Paris attacks. Jack McCord is executive director of Alliance Française de Chicago. He just returned from Paris. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
So let's talk first of all about the connection between the United States and France. It's worth reminding people of. It goes back a long way, and it's alive and well today. Alliance Française is in Chicago. It's also in New York. It's a network of organizations that bespeak a very intimate bond between these two countries.
There's an intimate bond, and you're right. It goes back a long way. One of the people I often think of is the Marquis de Lafayette, of course, who's buried in Picpus, over whose grave the American flag still sails, and in fact, it flew over his grave during the entire German occupation, was never disturbed. Great amitié dating from 200 years ago, long-standing, particularly in the Midwest, love, respect, esteem for things French. The Alliance Française has been around for 120 years in Chicago.
You can see Lafayette on stage on Broadway in the show Hamilton, which is on its way to Chicago, I dare say, sometime soon. And the French folks here will get a kick out of it.
I think we will. Yeah. Yeah.
You were in Paris on Friday.
I was in Paris on Friday. I was there for a very short trip. There was sort of part business and part fun because a friend of mine was supposed to sing in an opera at the Théâtre des Champs-Élysées on Saturday, which, of course, was canceled. And we were having dinner and got into a taxi, and I heard over the radio that something was going on. And as is often the case, taxi drivers are great sources of information. So we sped back to our hotel, and I watched the rest of it sort of unfurl on television, which was just – it was just horrifying. People were sort of in shock, still in shock.
People who visited Paris feel a sense of a city that takes care of itself, a meticulous sense of keeping things looking beautiful, the sense of culture. There is a sense of segregation in Paris that is disturbing and may have borne into this crisis in some way. Did you get a sense that Paris is also vulnerable as you watched this unfold while you were there?
You put it into sort of a local American context. I think of areas in Chicago or hipster Brooklyn or Adams Morgan in D.C., for instance. I mean,
yes.
if basically a few black cars were to pull up and some young guys dressed all in black, hooded and with firearms, would simply open fire. It's that sort of vulnerability. I mean, how in the world do you control that?
Wow.
That's what makes it so horrifying. And it was clear that they targeted a young population that was already open-minded, as many young French people are, and it was it's seemingly random, but obviously it was meticulously planned. And it's just the horror of it's like storming, a crowded music venue and just opening fire and summarily executing people as you go. It's just sort of muddles the mind. I mean, everyone was in shock. It was numb. Paris was numb on Saturday.
Yeah, I was on Michigan Avenue here in Chicago on Sunday, and there was a sense of vulnerability and outrage among people that I spoke to. And in the course of 25 minutes, I spoke to a couple of people from Chicago, two people from Paris. There was someone from Colombia, someone from Puerto Rico, the French individual, one of the French individuals that I spoke with, became suddenly friends with one of the people from Chicago I was speaking to. What were your responses to the Charlie Hebdo attacks earlier this year, as well as your response to these attacks over the weekend?
You mean my personal
Alliance Française?
The Alliance Française. Well, actually, what happened with Charlie Hebdo? It was interesting. It happened at an hour that would have corresponded roughly to an early arrival hour at our offices. And I noticed that my French colleagues, the heads of the school, were wearing very long faces. And they said, have you seen the news? And I hadn't yet, as I hadn't gotten on TV5. I didn't know what had happened. So we sort of were reeling from that news. And what happened in very quick order is that we put together a vigil at the Alliance because it was bitter cold outside in Chicago. And that happened that very evening in about 150 and 250 200 people showed up, spoke. The French consul spoke. And we basically, it provides a, you know, people want to go to a place. I mean, closure, it's too early for closure, but you want to be able to sort of come to terms with it. And I think it helps if you do that with other people. And so we were happy to serve as the place to do that. In this case, the gatherings were on the plaza in front of the French consulate, which I think is, which we helped organize and certainly publicize. And I think it also allowed for more people to go because our capacity is about 300, and there were substantially more than that at the plazas on Michigan Avenue.
And the weather cooperated. It was
a beautiful
weekend.
Many Novembers in Chicago, the weather did cooperate, yes.
Well, you can see the response in Chicago. You can just see photos of the vigil led by the Alliance Française de Chicago. Just go to our website, thetakeaway.org, and you can see the outpouring. And we could have a photo album from all around the United States because there are French communities all around the United States. What is the discussion amongst you and your peers about the issue of refugees and the issue of borders closing, all the issues that we've talked about on the program today, borders closing in Europe, saying no to migrants from the Middle East here in the United States?
Well, I think we actually haven't talked about it in depth because we're number one, just frankly, being interviewed by a lot of people from the media because we're the Alliance Française of Chicago. And it's often very difficult for the consuls to have the consulates to have the ability to speak because there has to be a central message sent from France and then from the ambassador, and then the consulates are authorized to make statements. So we're often asked first. I think the key thing here is that it's, first of all, it's very easy for a marginalized youth from the suburbs of whichever large city to get on a bus in Paris and to get to Turkey with no border controls until they get there. And then they can sneak into Syria. And one way or another, once they're back in the Schengen Agreement, there's free passage.
We should remind people the Schengen Agreement permits that free movement. Around
free passage among essentially continental Europe. And whether or not that a state of emergency allows one of the EU members to rescind that agreement. I mean, it hasn't happened so far. It's going to be very difficult to enforce because a lot of the resources that used to watch the borders have now been deployed elsewhere because the Schengen Agreement has been in place for a number of years. And also, you get on, you know, TGV trains that go from Chicago from Paris to Geneva, and there is no border control much.
So before we go, any music you're thinking of? Any music to evoke how you're feeling about Paris, the thoughts post this tragedy?
Well, I think the first thing that would come to mind is I wish the opera performance set for Saturday with my friend singing Zelmira by Rossini had gone on, because I think it would have been one hell of a performance, and music is what's going to save us. It's that sort of cultural thing. But in a more popular vein,
and
perhaps
French.
Yes, it would be nice if it were in French rather than Italian. But in French, I would say Jacques Brel's "Quand on a que l'amour," when we only have love. Because if you listen to those lyrics closely, it's pretty amazing, and it has a lot of applicability to where we are today.
Well, that officially makes you a DJ here on the program, Jack. Thanks so much.
Merci.
Jack McCord is executive director of the Alliance Française de Chicago.
Quand on a que l'amour à s'offrir en partage.
And let's listen to Jacques Brel and contemplate what kind of a nation we are regarding people fleeing conflict. Do we welcome refugees as a rule, or do the attacks in Paris have us defaulting to other impulses from our history, impulses to close borders and keep people out?
Hi, I'm Maddie McGuire. I'm calling from Little Rock, Arkansas. I just heard of the radio that our governor, Asa Hutchinson, has declined to accept any Syrian refugees. I think that we ought to, at the very least, accept children.
We always want to hear from you, of course. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or leave us a comment at thetakeaway.org. Thanks so much for listening. I'm John Hockenberry, broadcasting from WBEZ, Chicago Public Media. This is The Takeaway.
PRI, Public Radio International.